It's just coming up to 25 to 9, and between now and the end of the programme, we're going to be gathering in the harvest. Berries from the hedgerows, fruit from the orchards, but first, let's hear about this year's rye harvest. Rye is in the same family as wheat and historically was used in distilling and thatching. Nowadays, though, most farmers are planting rye for animal feed. Newer varieties, though, have made the crop more disease-tolerant and it has comparable yields to the fields of barley that you see everywhere. And with the rise in craft bakeries, rye is also now going into baked goods. Suzanne Campbell visits a farmer and food seller benefiting from this very old but increasingly trendy grain.
I'm eating crackers at McNally's Farm Shop in North Dublin. These aren't ordinary crackers, but made with rye, a crop on the rise in Ireland, with 1,000 hectares more of rye planted this year compared to 2024. While most rye goes into animal feed, demand from us humans is on the rise, especially as sourdough breads and craft bakeries turn to rye for its fermentation properties and taste. So the flour comes down from the mill just above us here.
Comes down in these large half-ton bags and then they get bought in here once they're cooled, and then we pack out of the bags.
50 kilometres northeast from McNally's farm shop is the source of their rye flour, Dunaney Farm and Mill, where their 2025 rye crop is being cleaned and milled. Farmers Andrew and Leonie Workman take me through to their packing room where the milled flour arrives before going out to customers. So here's a massive bag, and this is the rye. So it has that richer, darker colour, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a lovely colour. It's a sort of a greeny-grey colour.
Yes.
It's quite a long grain and makes a great flour. I would say the rye is probably our second best seller after the wheat. It depends. Its flour can be quite trendy. For a while, spelt was very trendy because it's very low in gluten and easier to digest. Rye is very low in gluten as well, but it would make a much denser loaf. So it's up to the bakers how they want to use it, and they all have their own different recipes. At the moment, it's very popular.
And rye is used very typically in northern European breads, and that was denser, darker bread.
Yes, and the reason why, it's easy to grow on wet ground. Also, it's wet ground, poor soil, doesn't need much fertiliser. If you look after it carefully, you will still get a great crop.
That's positive news to anyone listening to this who farms, because
absolutely,
we're typically taught, you know, to be a cereal farmer, you need that lovely, well-drained land.
Yep, not particularly in rye. No, absolutely not. It's a very easy crop to grow.
This farm bordering the Louth coast has been in the same family for five generations, with Andrew and Leonie taking over in the 1980s and converting it to tillage and then to organic.
Well, in 1981, we basically came back here and we gradually converted the whole farm from grass to tillage. The price of grain started off being quite good and then gradually tailed off to being the same or less every year. And we were getting less and less for our grain, basically. And the cost of the sprays and the fertilisers were just increasing. And so we had to reconsider ourselves, and took quite a while to reconsider ourselves. And we turned organic. We started in 2004, and in 2 years then we became fully organic in 2006. Then we started saying, right, well, we'll go organic, we'll have organic tillage, and we will sell all our cereals into the compound trade for animal feed. The only issue was that most of the organic farms were in West Cork or the west of Ireland, and it was quite difficult then to get our grain over to them in any kind of bulk loads. And eventually we were saying, this is not working very well for us, and we went into partnership with a mill in Dunlea. We bought our grain to him, he milled it, and then we sold it. But eventually went our own ways, and we carried on from there.
So, Leonie, it was during the pandemic then that demand for flour really took off, and that's had a huge impact on you, hasn't it?
Oh, massively, yes. It just took off because flour wasn't readily available. We sold huge quantities of flour during the pandemic. In that first year, I would say we quadrupled what we were milling and packing.
So, and what was that like, that really phenomenally busy period?
It was a bit mad. We were working in shifts. We brought the family in. Everybody was labelling, packing, stacking, getting the pallets ready, working night and day. That went on for quite a considerable length of time. We were exhausted by the end of it, but it did transform our flower business. It really has grown a lot since then, although demand has dropped, obviously, since the pandemic. But we're still milling and packing a lot now.
Back at McNally's Farm Shop, the car park is full. People are milling around the cafe getting lunch, and the shop is overflowing with seasonal veg, from potatoes to the more exotic chilies and tomatillos, all grown here in Balbriggan.
It's all grown here, yes, and like we would have started in producers' markets over 25 years ago, and a lot of what we grow now is a result of customers talking directly to Jenny, to my mum, or to the guys at the market, either requesting products or telling them about different veg they miss from home, and they always make it a challenge to try and grow something new every year. So after 25 years, we've ended up with quite the range.
A good shopping experience for people as well, because you've got fridge goods, you've got Goat's Bridge trout, you have meats, you have a lot of condiments, olives. I mean, you could create a lot of really good meals from here. I'm just thinking already, like, your stuff is amazing. But what we're here to talk about are these guys here. The sourdoughs and the sourdough rye crackers.
Yes, yes. So we've been working with Leonie and Andrew now for about 5 years. Originally, we came to them because we were stocking their flour in our farm shop about 5 years ago before we opened the bakery. And flour flew off the shelf, particularly it was during COVID time as well. So, of course, everyone was baking their flour at home. But everyone did come back and say, this flour is above and beyond. It's nothing like they've ever had from the standard flour they'd use at home. And it's something then that we carried through when we opened the bakery. The flavour and the quality.
Okay, so let's taste some of Leonie and Andrew's rye. So you used most of the rye percentage-wise in the crackers. They're like a cracker you'd use with cheese. Would that be typical or a condiment?
Yes, yeah. So again, Rory now, he's always experimenting. Him and Sarah, who's in the head chef in the cafe, they're always coming up with new things, and sometimes they'll hit on something and it's the right thing that all of us are like, that's fantastic, let's start developing that. And the crackers really hit that spot because with the rye flour in it, it gives this wonderful like nutty, earthy, slightly sweet cracker, but then with the rye you get that tang and sourdough as well, so you get that tang in true. Perfect cracker, you get that crunch, you get that crisp.
And rye flour, as we know, it's more nutrient dense, so you're getting a lot more bang for your buck with these. They are absolutely gorgeous.
No, they're fantastic.
That nuttiness makes them quite Moorish from the rye, doesn't it?
It really does. And having that, you see that, because it's just, it's flour, olive oil, salt, water. That's the ingredients. So you really are letting the quality of the ingredients shine through the cracker itself. And you really see the importance of good ingredients. You get good products out of them, for sure.
I tasted one of those crackers. I tell you, they're not exaggerating at all. Suzanne Campbell there in McNally's Farm Shop in North County Dublin.